If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
We're a team, and we have a team of leaders, and then, of course, the way Jalen has responded to the challenge has been huge, but not just Jalen. Everyone's embraced their role, and like I said, the challenge now is for us not to feel good about ourselves, to not change, to, you know, enjoy this for the moment, but tonight start getting ready for the next one. So we know the challenge that'll be in front of us, and we have to get the fourth win. So be ready for that.
I'm gonna love reading this. Oh, this is so great. This is from, oh my God. I'm gonna read this super chat first. Brian Carey, what is happening? What is going on here? We get these rarely, and where I'm just looking at it and I'm like, what are we doing here? Brian, thank you so much, man. Brian Carey, have you ever super chatted before? If you did and I don't remember, I apologize. This is incredible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of all of Knicks Film School, thank you. First time, long time. No, this is your first super chat. Okay, so you've been saving up, I guess. Retire Jalen Brunson's jersey right now. He's among the three most important people in my life. This is like... We've stumbled onto something with the OG Precious Deuce defensive lineup. Let's finish it at MSG. All right. So super chat of this nature deserves to spend some time on it. Most important people. If I start listing off names, then I'm going to piss off some people. He is in my top 10. I will say that. He's in my top 10. I mean, I'm married with two kids and I love my wife. So he's not in my top three. I also am like, I'm a mom's boy. So just like, he's not in the top four either. At the risk of pissing off literally everybody else that I know, I think he might be in the top five. He has a great argument for being in the top five. Unquestionably in the top 10. And that's sports, right? That's the ridiculousness of sports. Someone that I've never met and may never meet. But he just, you know, he provides so much happiness and pride. Wow. And like, you know, life is hard. When you have someone like Jalen Brunson that put a smile on your face, why question it? Just accept it and enjoy. As for the OG Precious and Deuce defensive lineup, all right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's have a little mini cleaning the glass session here. So, according to our good friends at Cleaning the Glass, who, if you're not subscribed to Cleaning the Glass, go subscribe to them because they do fantastic work. I don't think we've had, my guess is we probably haven't had a ton of minutes with those three players in particular sharing the court, but I've got it for you right now. So with Deuce McBride, OG Anunoby, and Precious Achiuwa, with Precious on the court, for the regular season, this is just the regular season, the Knicks only had 143 possessions. So it's not a lot of possessions. It's like probably 60, 70 minutes, whatever it is. They're a plus 24 per 100, which is insane. That's a 100th percentile number. 100th percentile number. Here's the thing. It is a 100th percentile number with a 17th percentile offense. They're only scoring 109.1 points per 100 possessions. So how, you might ask, do they have a 100 percentile point differential while having a 17th percentile offensive number? And that is because in those 143 possessions, again, McBride, OG, and Precious on the court, they are allowing 85.1 points per 100 possessions. My God. 100th percentile effective field goal percentage against. Teams are shooting 40.3 effective field goal percentage against them. Jesus. A 16.3 turnover percentage. The effective field goal percentage number is a 100th percentile number. The turnover percentage number is a 95th percentile number. And they're not giving up any free throws. 12.4 free throw rate. That's a 99th percentile number. The only metric in which this area is, or in which this group is struggling, those three on the floor at the same time, is offensive rebound, is opponents getting offensive rebounds. Opponents are offensive rebounding 29.1% of their misses. That's a 19th percentile number. And yet, when Josh Hart is out there, if you add Josh Hart into the mix, as will shock no one, the opposing offensive rebounding number cleans up a lot. So might be onto something. I have a funny feeling we're going to see it again, not only in this series, but in the playoffs moving forward. Special stuff. Special stuff. Thank you, Brian. That was, sometimes I don't have the words, but thank you. All right, let's keep it going here. Or, hey,
would you like some assistance with those words, Mr. Macri? First thing is first.
Yes. Good.
That's number one. Number two, we're going to play a game, John, because I know that you like to respect your opponent. So
I love respect my opponent. I live to respect my opponent.
I know you do. So you're not going to have to. Apologies to your cab driver. We're not going to use profane language here. It's going to make you say two words for me, okay? It's going to say, get some, all right? So I'm going to say somebody, and you're going to tell them to get some, all right? Joel Embiid, say it. Come on now. Joel Embiid.
Get some.
Nick Nurse.
Get some.
Kyle Lowry.
Get some.
Kelly Oubre.
Get some.
The corpse of Tobias Harris.
Oh, dear. Get some. Well, that if cracked, you can get some because you're dead.
That cracked bell.
Get some.
The city of brotherly losing.
Oh, that's a shame. Get some.
Will Smith.
Get some.
M. Night Shyamalan.
I like his movies, but get some.
The cast of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Guess what? It's pretty cloudy right now, and you can.
Get some.
That's right. If Zach Zarba had a spine, this series would be over.
Oh.
Shout out to my basketball team, to my head coach, and that's right, my superstar. And shout out to everybody that came to T-Squared, which we are now 3 straight wins and undefeated in the playoffs. So miss me with that curse. It's over. And anybody that brings up that curse in my mentions, you can.
Get some.
That's right. And my superstar, my goodness, John Macri, my superstar to the national media that talked all season about what he can't do. And you know what all of them can do, John?
Get some.
That's right. They can get some.
Can I?
Shout out to the New York Knickerbockers for an outstanding game 4 victory. And in the words that we've been saying for the last 2 seasons in the first round, it's Knicks in 5. And guess what? If you don't think so, you can.
I may have to include myself in this. Get some.
That's right.
I hope it's Knicks in 5. Speaking of superstars, this is not a quote from the Knicks superstar. This is a quote from the Sixers superstar. And the amount of Knicks fans at Wells Fargo today. This is courtesy of Ian Bagley, who is the GOAT, of course, with SNY. Disappointing. I love our fans.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road, and I've never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. They've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. Yeah, it's not okay. Oh, that's a real shame. That is so unfortunate for him and so unfortunate for the fans of Philadelphia that they get to wallow in their own filth at hearing their beloved superstar, who they will defend to the hilt. Yeah, that's just all just a bunch of it's just all a shame. It's all a shame.
You know what it sounds like happened? It sounds like Joel Embiid got some. You loser. Goodness, trust the process. Trust these nuts. All you've done is lose. Joel Embiid, trust the process. Endure the failure. Okay.
One more game.
He's a loser, John. One more game. And when we win it, he will still be a loser. It is fitting, John, that his signature playoff game is a 50-point game in a 5-game series.
It's fitting that his signature playoff performance is a 50-point game in a game that he should not have been in. Mm-hmm. That is what is fitting. But we'll have that conversation another day. Are you here on the ones?
Oh, no, I'm going to other Philly podcasts to just drink up some tears. Shout out to Kev.
Can I?
Behind the scenes. Go ahead. What's up?
I need to pee.
Go pee. Oh, I got this. Oh, here we go. Shout out to everybody watching. We got 3,500 people watching live. I'm going to take over for a little bit. Shout out to everybody watching. This is insane that we have 3,500 people watching live, but we appreciate all of you. Shout out to the fine folks at T-Squared Social. We had a great watch party today. Shout out to Sean with a W. It is his birthday today, and the Knicks celebrated with a W. What a game. What a superstar that we get to watch. What a team we get to root for. I'll do a super chat or two. Here is Mr. Robert Cross. It was just your birthday. DJ Ace in the Hole. He did not know that DJ was not going to be here anymore. And guess what? John is not here either to answer this, but I'll make sure that John knows what you said, Mr. Robert Cross. Can you give me a breakdown on Luther Embiid? Questionable defensive impact in this game. I particularly liked the OG dunked. I agree on everything you said. Even if that was a question, I can't technically agree with the question, but I agree with how it was asked. He is a loser. I also thought that the Knicks made an effort to go at him, Robert, which I applauded. The game plan didn't make a lot of shots, but those shots were affected, which I'll take. You know? Oh, John was here, and then John left.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Robert Cross just wanted you to know that Joel Embiid is a loser.
I can't hear you because I just pulled out my mic.
It's okay. All I said was Joel Embiid is a loser, and so did Robert Cross, because fantastic. It's the truth. He's a loser.
You and Robert Cross are two peas in the same pod.
Yes. Do you want to answer this question, even though it's for DJ? And only point of the question is
his defensive impact in the game. And I want to credit Kyle, who said this on the halftime Zoom, like the Knicks need to put Embiid in more pick and rolls. I think the Knicks did a pretty good job today getting Embiid involved in actions where he could be taken advantage of. I did think that, like, when they got close to the rim and Embiid was there, like, his impact was still significant because he's just a massive human with incredible, like, as long as he wasn't moving, if all he had to do was use his timing, use his skill, and use his, like, size, like, he could still impact the game in a positive way defensively. But I think that was balanced by the fact that, like, he just wasn't moving well. Now, that being said, it still took insane shot making. Like, I don't know that there has been a better single shot by a Knick this year than the one that Jalen Brunson hit over the outstretched arm of Joel Embiid as the shot clock was running down in the fourth quarter, to put the Knicks, I believe, up 84-81. Like, there's no words for that. And, like, Embiid held his ground there, you know, And that, and listen, part of that is because Brunson wasn't feeling his three-pointer tonight. If Brunson was feeling his three-pointer tonight, I think it would have been easier for him and the Knicks to take advantage of the fact that Embiid was hobbled. But because he wasn't really feeling it, DiVincenzo wasn't really feeling it, Josh Hart clearly didn't want to shoot at all. Like, there was only so much that they could take advantage of Embiid being hobbled. But I think to the extent that they could, they did. Yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
Gets him.
Jalen Hurts.
I got nothing against him, but I don't have anything against Bradley Cooper either. Gets him.
That's the game. Kevin Hart.
I don't care for him. Gets him.
Chase Utley.
I know there's a big one for Mets fans. Gets him.
That's right. Mets won today too. I'll think of other ones. Bravo to the New York Knickerbockers. That was how fitting that this team has all these guys play 40 minutes. Shout out to Zach Lowe. I love the enthusiasm. I love you admiring this basketball game. We've been watching guys labor through full second halves and 40-minute performances since January, my friend. This is nothing new for us in Knicks world.
He knows. He talks about it on the pod. You know.
Well, apparently it was new over in Philly, which is why the talk of Embiid playing an entire second half is, how do you do that with our laboring center? Guess what? You're not built for it like us. Okay?
They're built differently here.
Rob McElhaney.
I don't know who that is, but gets them.
Abbott Elementary, your whole cast.
Gets them.
I'm now doing things that John has no reference to, which is amazing. Bryce Harper.
Oh, he's a baseball player. Gets them.
That's right. All right. I'm going to let you take over your show again.
Thank you.
The entire city of Philadelphia. We're getting no love no more. No love. City of brotherly losing is what they do. You lost to try and build your team, and now 7 years later, you're still losing.
If the Knicks finish off this series, I'm going to go down and we're going to make the drive down. We're going to do a day trip down to Philadelphia, and I'm going to eat the cheesesteak, and I'm going to enjoy it like I've never enjoyed it before.
You're going to get some?
I'm going to get some.
Some cheesesteak. Gotcha. All right, Kev, it's all you. Shout out to everybody watching. How about one more time for the Jeremy Dance? All right, back to you.
Great to see you, man. Oh, and while I'm at it, sorry, before I forget, thanks, because Andrew delivered this yesterday. Thanks to Ryan, Andrew's cousin, for this lovely bottle of, look at this. How nice is this? Beautiful. I'm going to crack this open at some point during this playoff run. So shout out to Ryan. What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking FOURPLAY foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, FOURPLAY, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup. Jihad Brown, what's going on, Mr. Brown? Hey, John, let's fucking go. Talk about Tibbs' decision to trust Precious in crunch time. Precious and OG's performance on Embiid and Philly's dirty plays. You know, it was definitely a trust factor. I think it was also, let's ride the wave. You know, which, by the way, I think is something that, like, I'm gonna do a thing. I'm gonna agree with some folks who I've given a really hard time to. I get very bent out of shape when anybody suggests that, like, Tibbs is improved as a coach, because I think he's been a great coach for years and years and years and years. The one area I will say that I think he has gotten better at is this exact thing, where if it's like one of his guys and one of his guys is not necessarily having a great game, he has gotten better at trusting whoever is playing great in the moment. I think he has gotten better at that. But even as I say that, I wonder how much it has to do with the options that he has. Because like you look at Deuce and you look at Precious, and it's like, well, there's a reason that he's trusting these guys, because he doesn't have to worry about effort. And he doesn't have to worry, I don't think, about preparation. I think these guys put in the time, and I think he knows the effort's going to be there. And also, like Hardenstein, I think that's the other side of the coin. Is like Hardenstein was really struggling. You know, so it's not like Hardenstein was playing pretty well. Like Hardenstein, for his standards, and they are lofty standards. And by the way, he had some great possessions on a beat in this game. It was just like by the time we got down to the third quarter, he was really struggling. By his standards, it was not a great performance. So it made it, I thought, easier to trust Precious. As far as like from a schematic standpoint, what does Precious do that Hardenstein doesn't? He's quicker. Obviously, he's quicker. He's more switchable. So If you decided you were going to go with the OG matchup on Embiid, it made all the sense in the world to stick with Precious, because at that point, you obviously you're going to trust Precious against the likes of Tobias Harris, Kelly Oubre, whoever, as opposed to Hardenstein, because he has more quickness. So really, it was, well, I like the OG matchup. I like how that's going. So and once that kind of really got Philly out of their rhythm, you got to a point where you're like, well, I'm not going to go back to the other thing. Like, I kind of like where this is right now. And I think the ironic, interesting part, I think it did hurt the Knicks on offense. I think it did hurt the Knicks on offense to some extent, because they didn't have Hardenstein there as a hub to help with the offense. And I think the absence of Hardenstein is a big reason why you saw the offense stagnate so much down the stretch. That said, the trade-off was clearly worth it. But it was not, I don't think that was an easy decision. I think there was a lot to that decision that he made. Thank you, Jihad Brown. David Feinerdijk, what's going on, man? Never in doubt. Pride. I feel immense pride and chest pains. Grateful that the basketball gods repaid us. This is why you never give up on your team. I could cry. Hashtag sometimes a Don does wear shorts. Well, I got my Dante t-shirt that came in the mail memorializing the game 2 call. Yeah, man, you're gonna make me get emotional here. Like, sports should not make grown men cry tears of happiness. It makes you want the moment to never stop. Like, I don't ever want tonight to end. You know, I don't ever want. I want to live in this moment, being up 3-1 after that game. I want to live in this moment like forever. You know, I know they didn't win a championship tonight. It doesn't matter, because you're never going to be prouder of your team. And like, if you think about that statement, like, this is why we watch sports. Like you put it, this is why you never give up on your team. Like, You watch sports because they are an embodiment of like what you want to be. Like, you want to root for players who you're like, man, if I had the talent, that's how I would go about it. Like, you want it to be a reflection of yourself. Which is why I think so many people came out and were like, never trade for Joel Embiid, because that's not a reflection anybody wants of themselves, or, you know. But this Knicks team, especially whether you're a New Yorker who still lives here, or like you, David, who is a transplanted New Yorker, or whether you're someone, you know, like my girl Jessica in Lincoln, Nebraska, who's like, you know, she never lived in New York, but like, she has the soul of a New Yorker. Whatever you like, there's no way that you watch this team and you feel anything other than just like, man, you can't ask anything more. Like, I get to root for this team. Nobody else gets to have an ownership stake in this team, but I do. It's a cool feeling. Thank you, David. Sam Garcia's dad, what's up, Ray? Recency bias, but nothing better than beating that trash team from that trash city. F Philly. No, this is as good a win as I can remember. This is as good a win. It's playoffs. It's coming off that game three. It's we were down. I mean, the Knicks were down. What were they down by, 10 in this game? Never gave up. Never gave up. Never gave in. Thank you, Ray. Down by 12, yeah. Mitchell Berger, what's going on, Mitchell? Could not be more proud of this team. I have chills. Let's effing go, Knicks. Man. It's nothing but pride. Nothing but pride. Pride, joy, genuine love. Thanks, everybody, for sharing this with me. Thank you, Mitchell. Richard David, let's freaking go. Knicks, let's freaking go. KFS. We're just happy to be here, to be able to live with everybody with this, or, you know, support everybody in this moment. Be here as a supplementary piece. It's great, great times, great vibes. Thanks, Richard. Jessica, speaking of the devil. Embarrassed Embiid can play dirty. Brunson can get wins. Embarrassed Embiid. I like that. Embarrassed Embiid. Should be embarrassed. One skill is for legends. One is for forgettable crybabies. Hashtag Tibbs culture. Hashtag superstar Brunson. It sounds insane to say. Like, I pride myself on at least trying. I don't know if succeed, but I pride myself on at least trying to be an objective NBA fan. I try to watch as many other games as possible. And get a good idea of what other players really are, like, not just when they play the Knicks, but in general. And obviously the easiest way that I could keep up to date on all of that is by just digging into the stats, which I do believe tell a lot. I don't think it's insane to say that if you could pick one player for a 7-game playoff series and your choices are Jalen Brunson and Joel Embiid, the fact that it's not an insane statement to be like, yeah, give me Brunson. Is that what most people in the NBA would pick? Of course not. If you ask 29 other GMs or 28 other GMs, so take Philly and New York out of it, who they'd rather have for a playoff series, I don't know if everyone would pick Embiid. I'm sure a lot of them would. And I get why. Go watch the game tape of game three. Like, you know, but then you watch this game, you watch the fourth quarter. You watch how they were kind of able to take Embiid out of his game to some extent. And you watch how there was nothing the Sixers could do to completely stymie Jalen Brunson. He is at the level where you at least have to ask yourself, like, non Joker division, you know, man, is there anybody who I would really want on my leading my charge for a 7-game series than this dude? Thanks, Jessica. Juanon, what's going on? You can tell the people I get really excited for. Philly is your trashy younger brother that has less class but all the heart. Salute to their fans. This was a fun one to be at. OG on Embiid, seems like we figured something out beyond the win. So salute the Philly fans. I like the trashy younger brother comp. I'm sure it was awesome. Congratulations to you for getting to be at that game. Awesome stuff. OG on Embiid, did we figure out something? Here's the thing about that. Precious really does make the thing work. Because then again, like, all right, so if it's OG and then, but you can't, here's the other part of it though. I don't want that for 48 minutes. I'm not even sure I want that for like 24 minutes. I think you go to it in spots, you know, and then you're selective with the help. And the other thing is, I think it's more effective in the second half. I think it's more effective as the game has gone on and Embiid has worn down more and more and more and more. Because OG with what apparently is just an endless reserve of energy, he has, it's like advantage at an OB, certainly in the fourth quarter. would it be advantage Anunoby in quarter as much in quarter three or quarter two or quarter one? You could still go to it there, but I think he had to be a little bit more willing to bring the help. And then if you're more willing to bring the help, it's like earlier in the game, guys aren't as tired. Maybe you get hurt from that. Maybe guys are making their threes, whatever, you know? So, but yeah, like they found another thing that, and not found it, like they always had this, but I think they realized how big of an advantage it could be if they deployed it in a certain way and in a certain time. Thank you, Juanon. Keanu Ruiz, you have to win four games to win a series, and we have won three. This is not over. That said, massive win. Go close it at the crib. I love you, John. Hashtag why not now. Keanu, I promise I'm not saying this because you just said you love me. I love you too, man. You're on my wavelength. That's why. I mean, Brunson had the quote in the postgame or on the dais, you know, we're just going to stay humble. And like, I think that applies to the fact that he's going to get a lot of praise because he just put up 47 freaking points. But also, like, they don't act like you're up 3-1. Act like you're down 3-1. Act like this is do or die. Act like this is do or die. Come out, play your best game of the season in game five. And again, that's like one of the nice things about having Tibbs is we don't need to worry about how they're going to come out in game five. You know, there's not a single Knick fan alive who's going, oh, I hope they come out with the right energy and the right focus and all that in game five. Come on. That's, you know, meanwhile, you look up tonight and like this game is still going on. Maybe they come back and win it. But the Dallas Mavericks came out on their home court tonight and went down by 31 points. You know, and I'm not going to blame like Jason Kidd or Luka Doncic for that. But again, it's just like, this is a different animal here. We are dealing with a different breed. They're not like anyone else. Thank you, Keanu.
I agree. And Keanu, I respect the spirit, and this team will absolutely not disappoint us in that sense. Allen Iverson.
Oh, get some.
Dr. J.
Come on. Dr. J, man, he's a legend. But get some.
Moses Malone.
Moses, greatest offensive rebounder in history, but he could get some.
Thank you. Ben Franklin.
Jesus Christ.
Get some. That's right.
I had this quote up for a few minutes. I'm going to read it. Josh Hart, or not a quote, it's a stat from Mike Vorkunov. Shout out, Mike. Josh Hart is the sixth player in NBA history to have made zero field goals and at least 15 rebounds. Ben Wallace did it twice. First to do it since Rudy Gobert 2 years ago. He's the first ever to have no field goals, 15 plus rebounds, and 5 assists in a playoff game. Hat tip, basketballreference.com. Thank you, Keanu. Robert W. Cross. It's your boy, John. Oh, I see guys and girls dancing. Oh, oh, oh. I see guys and girls dancing. Ooh, ooh. Brunson, do what you like. I have no idea the song reference that you're making, Robert. I apologize. Maybe I read it wrong. Maybe I'm old or young. I don't know. But sure. Yes. Digital Underground, Kev Words is telling me. Yeah. I don't know if I've probably listened to a Digital Underground song. I certainly can't name one. The song is called Do What You Like. Okay. That makes sense. I'm happy you're doing what you like, Robert. That's what the most important thing is. Thank you. Sanctum Axis 2. The playoff antics hurt, but honestly, shout out to the Sixers team. This game and all the others have been incredible. Let's freaking go, Knicks. I'm happy you brought this up because we're all so excited here. We, Knicks fans everywhere. That was the game of the playoffs. That was the game of the playoffs, and you can't have a game of the playoffs without an equally game performance by the other team. What is this? Oh, hold on, I'll get back to this in a second. So yes, the Sixers played. I thought the Sixers they made the Knicks uncomfortable on defense. They were really smart in what they were doing on offense. I think, you know, where I would imagine Sixers fans will have some heat for their team slash their coach is about the stagnation of the offense down the stretch. So there we go. Okay. GMAC just put in the chat, remind me to teach you the Humpty Dance next time I see you. Andrew, I know the Humpty Dance is Digital Underground?
Yeah, the Humpty Dance. It's your chance to do the hump.
I was a DJ for 7 years. I've played the Humpty Dance.
How do you not know this?
Literally hundreds of times. I forgot that it was Digital Underground that sung that song.
Got it. Meek Mill. Can?
Oh, he can get some.
Rocky Balboa.
Can't get some.
Adrian Balboa.
Rocky's son, wife?
Yes.
Man, you're throwing heat at Talia Shire?
Yes. Because she can.
Get some.
That's right. Charlie Day.
Get some.
Continue your program.
Okay. I know the Humpty Dance. What? Anybody knows the Humpty Dance. I just didn't know that song. And I forgot that Digital Underground was responsible for the Humpty Dance. Thanks, Santa Maxis. I appreciate that comment.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Jesse M, Philly made a total of 29 field goals. Brunson made 18 alone. That's a great freaking stat. That is a great, not a good stat. That's an elite stat. Thank you, Jesse. 18 field goals for Brunson. 15 combined for Maxi and Embiid. How about them apples? Thank you, Jesse. Murphy, Josh Hart, no fear. 5 fouls and still like the Energizer Bunny. I've said things of this nature before in when I do my Stars of the Game. Shout out again to all my Knicks Film School newsletter subscribers. If you're not a subscriber, go sign up on Substack. We're getting close to 10,000 subscribers, so you could be in a nice club there. I've said it several times throughout this year, like, oh my God, this is going to be the hardest cut, you know, to not have someone in the top three or, you know, this to not have Josh Hart in the top three for players of the game is going to be pain. That's painful. That's going to be super painful. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but he's probably not getting in there. It's going to be tough. Thank you, Murphy. Hush, Sue, what's going on, Hush? Putting Hart or McBride and letting OG be the helper. I think you mean putting Hart or McBride on Maxi and letting OG be the helper was the adjustment. Credit to the coaching staff. Brunson's the MVP. Precious and OG, I love you. Deuce. Yeah, I think I agree. But again, in order for that adjustment to work, you had to have your bigs be ready, willing, and able to be flying around defensively. And their bigs were ready, willing, and able, and they flew around defensively. Outstanding job. And then also, by the way, OG needed to make it, continue to make his presence known. And for some players, like, it's easier to make their presence known on the ball than off the ball. For OG, he's a unicorn. He could do anything. Thanks, Hush. Zach Carr, what's going on, Zach? Philly's lasting memory of the season will be MVP chance for the best player on the floor. Oh, I like that. JBOG on Embish. Jesus. I'm just reading the words, folks. I'm just reading the words. With Precious's quickness, switching was it. Shout out to our boys in the building. Let's freaking go. Or let's WNN. WNN. Why not now? Yeah. You would think that I would know our postseason logo by now. But yeah, why not now? Why not now? Why not us? I'm running out of good. I'm running out of ways to answer that question in the negative. I think everybody else is too. Yeah, and again, shout out to Knicks fans. Now they might be in Embiid's head. Thanks, Zach. Robert Cross with another one. First time, long time. It's your boy John. Correction: Hard had 17 rebounds. Or seven more than loser Embiid, questionable. I think if you're going to highlight one thing that broke Philly's spirit, you can argue it was the defense more, or excuse me, the rebounding more than the defense. You could argue it was the rebounding more than the defense because there were so many possessions where they gave it everything on the defensive end and they defended. Like, not good, not great. They defended brilliantly. I'm talking about the Sixers now. It just didn't matter. And Bojan Bogdanović, massive offensive piece for this team. Didn't have him. Dante DiVincenzo, second most offensive player for this team. Was not on the floor for the fourth quarter. Didn't have him because they needed the better defense. Isaiah Hartenstein, massively important offensive piece for this team. Didn't have him on the floor. Like, they were trying to... And Josh Hart, who at times has had been a big offensive force, not in this game. Like, all of the other ways that they could generate offense other than Jalen Brunson go save us were not available to them. They were not out there on the court. All of their, like, option B, option C, option D, none of them were out there. They had to go to option E, F, G, you know, if it wasn't going to be A, Brunson. And they still did it. And the reason that it worked is because the offensive rebounding broke Philly's spirit. Thank you, Robert. Hushzoo, there's an argument. Try a 3-center rotation in game 5. I mean, I said it before the series. I was very clear about this. I thought Precious would play important minutes. And I still think he'll play important minutes. And that's if Mitch gives it a go. And look, they may try to be a little bit more conservative with Mitch because of what's going on with Precious and what they could do with OG. Thanks, Hush. Kenneth Escalona, what's going on, Kenneth? Man, Josh Hart, Brunson, OG, Precious McBride. Important threes, DiVincenzo, iHeart. It's already 4 a.m. here. Gonna sleep now. Teamwork, Tibbs. You got it all in there, Kenneth. It's 4 a.m. Where are you that it is 4 a.m.? You are somewhere in... My God, what's 10 hours ahead? Is this somewhere in Asia? Australia? Hong Kong, how you doing, Hong Kong? I'd love to go to Hong Kong. Never been to Asia. I'd love to go. I'll hit you up when I do, Kenneth. Thank you for the generosity. Mark Sable, what's going on, Mark? Stuck in a hotel room in Chicago with a stomach virus, but there's no better cure than watching a historic game by Brunson. Hashtag why not now, and to quote GMAC, hashtag why not this point guard. Amen to that. They don't know what they're not supposed to do. They're up 3-1 in this series. They're up 3-1 in this series, and Embiid has played better at a higher level and more minutes than any of us thought that he was going to be able to play. And Maxey, like, all right, Maxey didn't have a great game today. Maxey probably had his worst game of the series today. And you know what Maxey's worst game of the series was? Maxey's worst game of the series was 23 points on 21 shots with 6 assists and 6 rebounds and 1 turnover. That's Maxey's worst game of the series. Like, and they're up. And they're up 3-1. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the shout out. John, Nick Foles.
Get some.
Questlove.
Man, he's a legend. Get some.
Indeed a legend, but he can get some. Amish people.
Oh, they can get some. Fuck them.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
My God. Paul George, yeah, an incredible shot. DJ Jazzy Jeff. I don't really care about him. Get some.
Bill Cosby. Whoa, no, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Forget I said that. I almost went a direction that tells him, tell Bill Cosby to get some. Never mind.
Bill Cosby content. Should not get any.
No, Bill anyone. Cosby should not get anything. We stand with people. No, not Bill Cosby. Don Staley.
Get some.
There you go.
ML Nair. What's going on, ML Nair? After Embiid hit Brunson, it looked like Brunson and the team said, F this, you are not beating us. Yeah, they took matters into their own hands. The refs aren't going to do anything about it. That's fine. And the Knicks, hold on. That was early. It was at the 7:45 mark, roughly, of the third quarter. When that review happened in the third, hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. The Knicks were down by 10 points. They were down 61-51 when that forearm happened. The refs didn't think anything to call. The refs were swallowing their whistle, whatever the refs were doing. That was 61-51 Philly. The Knicks would outscore the Sixers over the rest of the game 46-31. Might be onto something there, ML Nair. Kalmlout, hope I got that right, started watching sports in the 21-22 season. Oh, welcome aboard. This team made me fall in love with basketball so quick and hard. I'm never going back. I love these guys. That makes me really happy. And for so many reasons, it's like, I think you might have came in like at the best possible time, you know, to be a new fan of this team right around these like last 4 years. Let me just tell you something though. Kalmlout. I hope I got again the name right. Wasn't always this good. Enjoy what we got. Enjoy what you have. Thanks, man. And thanks for making KFS part of your journey. Andrew Claudio. Oh, I just saw you. They probably win by 40 if they play zone.
With that's much great. Love to OG team, by the way, much who has a comment coming.
I'm sure
you don't have to get some, by the way, OG team. You've gotten enough.
No Knicks fans. Yeah. No Knicks fans got something.
That's right. No Knicks fans. But you know who does, John? Donovan McNabb.
You could get some. That's fine.
Yes. Betsy okay. Ross.
Betsy Ross?
The woman that made the flag.
Sure. Get some.
Yes. She's from Philadelphia. Lil Dicky. I'd be shocked if you know who this is.
Lil Dicky could walk into my apartment right now and I wouldn't know who he was. So he could get some.
I know. Adam Silver.
Is he from Philly?
No, but he could get some.
Oh, sure. Why not? Get some, Adam.
There you go. I sent this super chat 2 hours ago.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for everybody's patience. Truly. And thank you, Andrew Claudio, for your generosity. OG team, proud owner of Worst Take here. Ah, at least you admit it. Can't believe Embiid gave up the open shot to foul bait there at the end. Actually, I do believe it. Let's close this. Yeah, I mean, Embiid wore down. He wore down mentally. He wore down physically. He probably wore down emotionally. You know, look, you know, I thought about the take more. And to be very clear, I was like, going a little over the top, as not that I've ever gone over the top before, but the spirit of why I was coming at so hard at you is like, yeah, there's always going to be a game where you're like, oh man, it would be better if the Knicks did this or that, or like had this in their back pocket or that in their back pocket. You win with preparation. And like, yeah, the Heat pull out a zone. They sacrifice preparation of other things so they can prepare for the zone. That's a choice that they make. It is a choice that has worked out well for them. The Knicks under Thibodeau have made a decision. We are going to be the best as we possibly can because we're going to put all of our attention into playing defense this way. And we will be able to pivot off of playing defense this way when we need, but we need to put all of our focus into those pivots as opposed to playing a completely different style of defense, because you just only like the, you can only do so much. And I think what you saw today was an example of like, this was a branch from like the sacred timeline for any fans of Loki. Like you have the sacred timeline, which is, you know, the center hangs, you know, is always guarding. There's always rim protection, the whole thing. And we're always going to try to protect Jalen Brunson. And we don't want to switch and like all those things. That's the sacred timeline. But because you have prepared and practiced so much on so many variations of that sacred timeline, you can pull out a pivot like they did today. And it's not a drastic thing. It's not, oh shit, the Sixers have gotten in our heads, we need to completely throw everything we've done all year up in the air and start from scratch. No, it's all right. We have the adjustment. We have the adjustment. We just need to use it. It's in their bag. And they are able to do that because of how they have prepared throughout the season. And that's why it was the right move to stick with what they do. Thank you so much, OG team.